This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a girl going for a personal trainer, a guy whose ex is coming to visit, and we got two lovers that are going away on vacation at the same time. Will they make it? Will they make it? Check it out, enjoy, share it with friends. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it again. Ooh-wee! Does it feel good when you guys tell a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, thank you, thank you, thank you. I get your tweets, your DMs. I get them all. And it feels, oh my God, it feathers this podcaster's nuts. Oh, that sweet feather. It's as if, let me go in the closet, okay? Ooh, ooh, ooh. That's me waving the feather. Ooh, ooh. Yep, that's a feather, and I'm doing it to my own nuts because I have to do it for you. It feels so GD good when you guys feather my nuts with your tweets, your DMs, your Snapchats, your Instagram stories. Oh my God, so many people are putting in their Instagram story. I need you to keep doing that. Keep putting the wood in the fire. Keep telling a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, an uncle, an aunt, anyone with ears. We'll take them. Because this thing is growing, baby. We're not done. And it's evolving. We got lots of emails. We're talking about a lot of stuff. And this is, we're taping on a Friday for next week because we're trying to get ahead. Papa JT is coming to LA. Uncle J Train is getting on the long flight to La La Land. There'll be more information on my Instagram at Jared Fried. If I do shows out there, you'll hear about it. But I'm going to be there a while. So listen, people, get on my Instagram at Jared Fried and keep telling friends about this podcast. It ain't going away. It's going to still go twice a week, baby. And we're coming back harder than ever. I was just on Taylor Strecker's show. She's a great, great host and great energy and great show. You should follow her. She's unbelievable. I was just, I'm going on all these podcasts and coming on as a guest, and that feels good. So I'm trying to spread the word of J Train, Papa JT, the king of brunch, the omelet overlord, the salt and a swipe, the prince of promos, the wizard of weddings, the climax czar himself. I'm going around. I'm spreading the Haas, wizard of Haas. Listen, people, keep spreading the word. Keep telling a friend, all that stuff. And keep emailing, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Very excited about today's guest, an OKP, original key player. He's one of my good buddies. I'm very excited to have him here. James Madden, thank you for coming on.
What a pleasure. And every time I come here, your intros get even better than the time before.
Thank you. We're working through it. Feather, feather, baby.
I feel like I
want. I want the feather to be a thing. We might be making feather hats.
I want to be one of the first ones.
Would you want a polo with a, you know, this is what we're thinking of making. And I want to, like, put this out there in the ether because I want to hear a little response from the audience. Merch is tough.
Merch is tough.
I want to tell everyone also, a fan, his name is Donald. I'll stop at that because people like to stay anonymous. But Donald, thank you.
It's great.
He sent a mug. I get crabby till I get my coffee. And it's from Seattle. It's so great with a little cartoon crab. It's
outstanding.
It's great. It's a deep cut, though, too, which makes me even happier because I've told that story a couple times. So I just spent a weekend saying that line in different iterations. And then he saw it in a store and got it for me. So thank you. But what do you think?
I want a robe with the feather.
See,
I want all your monikers on the back of the robe.
Oh, like all my names.
Like your 1950s prize
fighter.
See,
I like merch that people go, what is that? You know what I mean? Like when I have this hat that's a little snowflake design on the front. It's from the store. in Minnesota. I think it's called Askoff in Slaven or something like that.
Yeah.
And I like it because it's not like you can wear something different that's not like Bruins. You know, like I, sometimes when you wear like you're wearing your Vegas Knights hat, but your Vegas Knights, that's a big deal for you personally to have.
Still kind of underground though.
It's very underground.
So people right now think it's Magneto from the X-Men, like, and they're like, "Whoa, what is this?"
Yeah.
So in
but
three
you're
years
a Vegas
from now,
boy.
This means everything to me. But
that
still,
means everything.
It still doesn't jump out as if I was wearing a Giants cap.
In New York, I see that hat. I'm like, what is going on?
You're like, that dude's down.
Yeah, something's up. He knows something.
That dude's down.
That's why I'm thinking with the feather thing, where we just have a slight feather on, like it's the Lacoste symbol on a polo shirt.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Or on a hat, like a black hat with a white feather. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? Shelby, would you wear it?
I would love that.
There we go. Always, he's always 100% sure. Like, James, you know what I'm talking about, though.
I love it because, like, with podcasts now and just, like, the way media is, everyone's so, I don't want to say cultish, but everything is kind of
nichified.
Nichified. So it's kind of cool. You wear a shirt and people are like, what is that? But just a few people who do know nod.
Yeah.
And it's good. Like, you and I have discussed a million times. We're Tony Kornheiser podcast
fans. I bring
it
up on this podcast now enough to be embarrassed about it. Yeah.
So if I
just had Seton Smith on. He's a fan. Yeah.
If I saw a shirt that said La Cheeserie.
Yeah, you'd be
most people
it.
Don't know what that is, but you and me see that dude. We're like hugging a stranger.
I'd be like, we're on the same level.
Yeah, it's done.
Especially like if you put a little feather in your like dating app profile. I mean, come on.
Well, it's a wink wink, huh?
That's a chick sees that who listens, a guy sees that who listens. You're getting talked to 9 out of 10 times.
You're bringing people together.
Yeah.
You and the feather are bringing people together.
Papa JT, the king of connections. That's me.
Buddy.
Dude, what's going on in your life? What are you angry about? I like when you're angry about something. I'm always a fan. And all of you guys should go follow James Mattern at James L. Mattern on Twitter, at James L. Mattern on Instagram. Go follow, support. He's so funny. You guys are going to love him. What's going on, man?
Well, I'm trying to find peace, so I'm trying to be less angry. But since you are asking, here's a couple
of things. There's
got to
be something on your mind. I always like
the lack of purpose.
James, the lack of purpose.
The lack of purpose with people in this city and in life.
Okay,
people
give me an example.
Life is so short.
Sure.
We need to get to places before blackness comes. So please.
We're all going to die.
I'm going
to
tell you.
Is your message to the audience.
Yeah, so make everything count as best as you can. If you live in a city with major transportation, public transportation, stop standing on the stairs, block it. Like, why are you being a goalie when I'm trying to leave the train?
This is a very New York problem, but I think that, like, you know, when I say it's a New York problem, it's a people with passion problem. And there happens to be more people here ready to fucking move than any other place. But a New Yorker lives everywhere. Do you know what I mean? Like, you see these people that stand in the middle of stairways, in the middle of, in the middle of the walking parts of the airports, everywhere. And then there's us. There's us and them. And across this great nation in this world, there's a lot of us's that are annoyed with the them's.
Yes, but I also say this. Not just New York.
I'm just saying, it's not New York.
Hold if on. I'm in a Barnes & Noble in Manitoba, and you're on the stairwell in Barnes & Noble, you're getting the business
move
from me.
Move the fuck out of the way.
Why are you keeping me from going upstairs to the coffee shop at Barnes & Noble, bro?
Like when my shoe comes untied in the middle of a New York City subway, sidewalk, I think I had an aneurysm for a second. when my shoe comes untied in the middle of a sidewalk, like, literally, as if I'm a car on the highway, I off and to the right. I pull to the shoulder.
It's like
then
you're in the 8500. You go to the pit.
I go to the pit stop. Yeah.
They're pulling out the guns. You're losing 20 seconds.
Except it's me bending over going, it sounds like I'm taking a shit. Yeah. But there's,
purpose.
Where's the purpose and where's this idea of, like, your fellow rusher?
It's also, and when people think that they, it's not even not having a purpose. Some people think they're entitled. I got off a stairwell in Grand Central, and I'm sorry if this is boring to people not in New York.
No, any stairwell.
Woman took one step off, stopped, text. I bump into her. I don't like bumping into people.
Yeah.
I go, excuse me. Doesn't acknowledge the excuse me.
Yeah. Acknowledge my excuse me.
That is the height.
I'm a hero for saying excuse me. Tell me I am.
The height of privilege.
Yeah.
The height of privilege.
I totally agree. You ever do this?
Tell
and
me.
It's just you and I here. No one's listening.
No, fine.
Okay?
Let's do it.
You ever purposely bump into these people?
sometimes you got to get checked into the boards.
Yeah. Shelby gave a big yes nod.
Sometimes.
You know what I do? Sometimes, and this is a New York issue, but I think anyone can understand if I explain it right. Subways, there'll be people that will get on before the people get off. Okay. Oh,
disrespectful.
And what I'll do,
animals.
What I'll do is I will get in their way.
You have to.
And I'll do the side shuffle back and forth, and I'll go, and
if
turn
you
into
say
a
it
big
like that,
animal.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Right in their faces. I scream in their faces.
You do an act out like you're doing an exercise.
They go,
in theater.
Exactly. And I give a boogie boogie. That's right in their face.
Well, there's an etiquette. We're all trying to survive.
We're all trying to survive.
We're
and we know
baby.
The rules.
Oh, Babu. That's all we're trying to do.
Let them off. Then you get on.
That's it.
Also, the person that is next to the door but doesn't make themselves small when the door opens.
Oh, Maron.
Make yourself small, man.
Well, what about what about this dude?
There's paper folds eight times.
Several times.
Yeah.
How about line to get in, doors open, ding, guy walks one step, stops. What are the rest of us going to do? Climb on top of the train? I can't do that. It's
yeah,
not
he's good.
Safe.
He's good.
It's insane. There's room.
Or if you're going to walk in and want that end spot, make yourself small again. Credit card kitchen.
Well,
credit card up against the wall. You better be looking like you're climbing the side of a, you know, the face of a building.
Yes.
Man, it's crazy what people will do. Like, and it's just like, I'm happy you're here. I'm happy. I love a Friday episode. I love taping on a
this
Friday.
This feels great. I
James
wasn't feeling
Mattern.
Good last night. You gave me the call. Now look at me. I'm 100%.
James L. Mattern on Twitter and Instagram. He's also co-hosting with Yamanika, Ranting and Raving.
Yes,
so this
friends.
Is like a taste of it. You
get
should
a
go,
taste.
Go follow Ranting and Raving on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you do podcasts. Also, you can find it on the... You're a great person, I think, to follow on Laughable.
Yes.
Do you know the app? It's the podcast app.
I drank with the owner once.
Ned.
He's a fun person.
Ned's a good guy. Ned and I got together the other day, okay? Ned is doing some phenomenal stuff with the podcast game, and I am a podcast shepherd.
You are.
I'm bringing you to podcasts, okay? I got my big cane. I got a bunch of goats. And we're walking people to other podcasts. So let me bring you. I have a lot of people that are like, you're my first ever podcast. You're welcome. You're welcome.
You are.
So what I'm going to do is you download the Laughable app. Okay, you look up James Mattern and subscribe to him, and you could see any podcast he's been on because you're a great guest on people's
Merci.
Podcasts. So Merci. People can get you can be their shepherd. I'm giving you another shepherd.
Are we the wise men?
Yes, we're the wise men of podcasts.
We need one more.
One more.
And we need a baby Jesus.
And you can send anything you'd like to my show, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. I feel like with James, I can just open up emails left and right.
Do whatever you want.
X wants me to visit, no strings attached.
You know what that always means?
A lot of strings.
There's more. More strings than an orchestra, baby.
The funniest ever is James once sent me a picture of a text that he had been sending to, what's the story?
This person could be a podcast shepherd as well, everybody.
Okay, but whoever it may be, James is in this like relationship issue, and he's trying to figure out what's what with this, you know, this lady of the night.
And it sounds like I'm paying her.
Okay,
baby.
No, I don't mean it to sound that way, but you're trying to figure out what the deal is with
yes.
this chick. So you give Papa JT a ring, and you send me the picture of the text, and you're like, "What's going on here?" And it was just all James texts. And then nothing from the other side. And I was just like, and my response was, a lot of green, buddy.
A lot of blue.
A lot of blue.
It has been and at that point, I knew I was drawing bad cards.
Yeah. You're done. If your screen is all blue, whoever you're texting is done.
Yeah.
Or.
I mean, sometimes these things happen. You go on a rant and it's that. I thought we were at that point. She had done it to me several times.
Yeah.
But. She was coming back. She was giving Ramones songs, and I was doing some live Led Zeppelin. I know everyone's a millennial. I'm sorry if you don't get that.
Google, baby. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. X wants me to visit. No strings attached.
Yeah, it's going to be
Train,
interesting.
Feathered. I broke up with my ex because I moved from the Midwest to the Gulf Coast. She is a man samp, 888. Face, body, personality. Guys or girls can use it. Face, body, personality, guys or girls can use it. She wants to come with me, come visit me 3 years after we broke up. She's sending me all these texts with no strings attached. Vibe is what he writes. My one buddy says not to invite her down for a couple days because I don't need that. My other buddy says to go for it because she's attractive and wants to get it on. They both have valid points. Don't do it. She should have plenty of men up there to satisfy her unless there's something wrong with her. Since she's reaching out to an ex, she's got to be broken somehow. Do it. I mean, that's quite a stretch. Do it. She wants to visit a tourist destination, have a break from work, and relive pleasant memories. Be that lucky dude with no strings attached weekend. I do not snap her, and she unfollowed me on IG because she doesn't want to feel sad about what she lost. He put that in quotes. That means she said it. She has sent me many sexy selfies and asked me to do the same. I haven't obliged yet. Final kicker, she's been married and divorced since we broke up. Ooh. What do you do?
Hot take. So this is what I'm thinking. If you're bored that weekend and you want to get laid, you do it. You do
it. Really?
She lives in another town, no?
Yeah.
So what kind of full court press can she really do? If she does catch feelings again, then you're like,
yeah, she's going away. Then you can just disappear.
Yo, you're another zip code away. You're another area code away.
Sure.
You're out of here.
I agree half with what you're saying.
Let's go.
I think you're right. At least there's a beginning and an end to this whole journey.
Yes.
What I would also say to anyone that is dealing with an ex, if they can't deal with you on Instagram, then they can't deal with you in person. So this girl who says, and he writes in quotes, doesn't want to feel sad about what she lost, and that's why she unsubscribed on Instagram, then that girl isn't going to do so well with the human version of you that might be inside of her.
Well, then that means you're going to have a great weekend till Sunday about 9 or 10.
When she's
going to sing the sad sack.
When
and
she
be
wants
like, what
to know
happened
what's
here?
The yeah. deal now. And here's the other part of the email I don't like. He writes, sending all these texts with a quote-unquote no strings attached, and then he puts in his own words, vibe. That means he doesn't know what she wants. That means a vibe is not the answer. And with these things, you need an answer, buddy.
You need an answer.
You cannot. So if you want to do this, you have to be so open and honest and direct that you almost sound like a sociopath.
Mm.
So you need to look, you need to say to her, And this doesn't include inviting her down. Also, it needs to be her idea that she wants to come down.
How?
That's the other thing.
Yes.
You can't be like, hey, want to come down? Also, I'm just going to fuck you, and then you're going to leave, and we're going to be the same that we were. That sounds ridiculous.
You're cruising for a bruise.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
If she's saying, hey, do you think you'd ever want me to come down? And then you'd say, listen, I'm having fun texting with you in my spare time.
Yeah.
And let her know what it is. You're a spare time text. Spare text. We know, though. We all have those, right?
Oh, dude, yes. It's crazy that you bring this up. Sometimes you have to be a sociopath. Unfortunately, I feel like we have to a lot. And I hate that when I'm doing well, controlling my life with women,
sure.
I'm basically acting like Michael Corleone in The Second Godfather.
Explain that to the 10-year-old listeners.
Listen, 8-year-olds. It's a good movie.
Yeah.
Don't worry. It's on AMC every other day.
And on Netflix now.
Yeah. There's a scene towards the end when his ex-wife or separated wife comes to visit the kids and she's not supposed to. And Michael comes home unannounced and she's scared. And Michael just basically walks towards the door. She walks away and he coldly closes the door. Many guys my age have been influenced, unfortunately, by this because he was so cold-blooded, didn't say anything.
You gotta be cold, but sometimes you got to act that way.
It's just, I'm in control of this situation. Your love life is a business. You are controlling it. Business hours are over. You have to leave now. You don't have control of me.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that it's in our heads. Probably wrong, but it works a lot when you do it.
But it only works if you're trying to live this fuck around lifestyle.
Yes.
You have to be honest that you're living it. And which is okay. You're 2018, you're allowed to. You don't have to. This guy is in the Gulf Coast. He's got a girl in the Midwest. She's living a different reality than he is. His reality seems pretty great to her because it's warm weather. He's single. She's been married and divorced. She's wondering what to do with her life. It's cold outside. So she's sending some texts his way. So he's responding to these texts. It might feel bigger to her than it does to him.
Sure.
You need to let her know, hey, you're a spare time text girl. And I don't mean that as a negative. I'm just letting you know, like, this isn't a big part of my life. I'm enjoying you for what it is, which is to feel good to get a text. And the longer we don't admit that it feels good to get a text, the longer we're lying to each other.
It's a valid point.
It feels good to receive a text from anyone. It could be someone you really have a bad history with, and it still feels good because at least they're thinking about you. So, for this guy, if you're dealing with the girl who says, hey, I've been thinking about you a lot. I want to see some sexy pics of you. I even want to come down there and visit you. The weather looks so nice. You say to her, listen, that'd be great, but what this is what it is. You're going to come down. We're going to have a fun time. You're going to go home, and we're going to go back to the same nothing we were before. If you're cool with that, I'm cool with that. I'm not saying that's going to work, but at least you get ahead for that Sunday sad time that James is talking about.
Sad sack on Sunday.
It's going to happen. Yeah. She's going to go, well, what do we do? This was so much fun.
You're going to be laying in bed.
It turns into bubble time. Yeah.
You're going to be laying in bed. You probably had sex for like the seventh time. You had a couple good meals. Everything was wonderful.
Yeah.
And then at one point, she's going to roll over.
Yes.
You're not going to know what happens.
We both had this happen. So we're not just saying these things.
Too many times to count.
We've both had the instance where the girl comes in for the weekend and they're like, so what is this now?
Yeah.
And when you're in the bed, you can't go the same fucking
thing. The same thing. But it takes 30 minutes for that answer. You know, so she rolls around, I'll be like, what's going on? Nothing. You're going to hear nothing 37 times.
Sure. And you're going to go, I've had so much fun and we're great together. And then it'll end with the same fucking thing. Yeah. And that sounds cold to her. And maybe there's people listening going, oh my word. Yo, this is the reality, baby.
You need to be transparent. There's an honesty.
But that's the thing. You need to think of life as a court of law. If after the
weekend flings,
if
the weekend is litigation.
Weekend flings need to be thought of as a court thing. Okay? You need to defend your weekend as if you, at the end. So she comes to you and goes, well, what is this now? Well, I told you before, I enjoyed your company and I like our text together, but we're going to have to, at the end, we're the same that we were when we came in.
Order in the court. All stand for the honorable lost weekend.
Yes. And we're only giving advice. We're giving advice based on that you probably shouldn't do this weekend. You can go meet new girls at home and find somebody that could be great and wonderful for you for the rest of your life. This girl will not be.
Probably not, but I'm saying you're probably the truth.
Yeah.
But I'm also saying, hey, man.
I'm giving this guy the option.
If you feel like it, if you're young enough where it doesn't matter and you can deal with a little BS, roll the dice if you want.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with James Mattern at James L. Mattern on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow. Go support. He's fantastic.
Woo.
We're sponsored. Let me give you this first sponsor, and I want to send a message to my friends at Harry's. I need some blades.
They're the best.
Okay, I don't want to go. I need blades, Harry's. I need you. I need you. I need you. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. I love Harry's for the reason that I just said. I want them to come right to my door. I never want to go to CVS, Walgreens, Target, and sometimes people send me the pictures of them at Target, and I'm like, I'm hurt, personally hurt, because I'm like, don't do this to yourself. Let Papa JT give you the money that you rightfully deserve. The money I'm giving to you on this deal, the money I give to you on this deal, the money I give to you, let me repeat that for a third time. I'm giving you money.
Preach it, Papa.
Is the money that it costs those stores to pay rent, okay? Let the mailman work for you. Let them do the job that you don't want to do. You don't want to go to CVS, Walgreens, Target. You don't want to go to Walmart. You want to get in your car. You don't want to pay for gas. Let them pay for the gas, okay? Well, this is the new world we live in where all these little foot soldiers are walking around doing the shit you don't want to do. That's why Harry's is great. You never have to go and get these things. So Harry stands behind the quality of their blades. They're great blades. They're the same thing. You have to go to the store and
they're
walk
better.
To get them. They're better,
they're
but
better.
Like let's be real here.
They're better.
Let's be real here, though. You don't give a fuck about what you do as long as it works.
Well, I'm a bald guy. I shave my head,
you're a big time.
I need good razors.
Yeah.
Harry's, I started doing Harry's, God bless.
That's
the best.
Fair. That's fair. You think of this more than I would think of
I look
this.
Like $1 million.
Yeah.
I have a date with them when we get done here.
So switching razors isn't an easy decision. I understand. Maybe you're big on whatever the fuck you got because you're like, oh, it fits into my thing. I get it. But they've created a trial offers. They're a drug dealer. They're going to give you the drug.
Here's a piece.
Here's a little taste.
Wet your beak a little.
Wet your beak. See how it feels. So you're going to go to harrys.com/JTrain. 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 Listeners of my show can receive a free trial set. Okay? $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, five blade razor with lubricated strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. So the listeners of my show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/JTrain, harrys.com/JTrain, harrys.com/JTrain. Make sure you go to harrys.com/JTrain to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show. That's how it goes. I give you, you give me. harrys.com/JTrain. Hypothetical. Would you rather time travel? Here we go. Would you rather time travel 20 plus years or 20 plus or minus years? You have no control. So you time travel 20 years. When it happens, you go up 20, down 20. You don't know what it's going to be. Every time you fart.
Every time you
fart.
Okay.
Or teleport to different land locations somewhere in the world every time you sneeze.
I fart a lot, which I hate to admit in public here.
Me too. I'm a big farter.
And it's intense of late.
Sure.
Yeah.
You could push out a fart and you could hold in a fart. Sneezes are different. You can't really, you have less control over sneezes.
I mean, I'll end up in the 1500s.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
End of the day.
This is what I'm saying. You fart, look, with the fart one, you go, which is the plus 20, minus 20. Let's say you get a few minus 20s in a row. You're in danger town.
You're in danger town, but I mean, here's the
other thing. But you'd hopefully come back.
But if you're gassy enough, you might end up in the Old West and Billy the Kid has got a gun to you.
Shot.
You probably, if you know, and even back then, look, what do you eat there? Just beans. That's all I serve.
Well, listen.
So you could probably fart when you're about to get shot and then end up in Victorian times or something.
Fair.
Safe.
But what if you
safe and home
well,
plate.
Let's say you sneeze and you end up in the middle of Afghanistan.
Oh, bubble, rough.
In a war zone.
And then what are you going to do, put pepper to your nose?
Sudan, yeah.
What if you carry pepper,
though? The thing, you can't force a sneeze or hold off a sneeze.
No, but you can force a sneeze. Is there anything in that
stipulation?
I can't just bring pepper?
You can, but like, how many times have you been able to do that? Is that a real thing? That's what I'm wondering. Is that like that feels like a very Bugs Bunny.
I'm going to tell you right now, if I'm getting stuck, like in a war zone.
Yeah.
I'm doing bumps of pepper. Yeah. Something's happening.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm the wolf of pepper streak.
How do you, the fart you could create. I think I'd be able to create farts and hold off on farts. Like, I could go with the rest of my life without farting.
You can fake sneeze, though. Does the time portal?
No, you can't fake it. You ain't tricking God. Yeah, that's not, no.
Wait, God's the one doing this?
Yeah, it's God.
This is God.
God's choice. Shelby, you got any thoughts?
So it's either of them?
It's either of them.
I'm like the world class at holding back sneezes. So I can,
oh, are you really?
Yeah.
So you'd be able to hold back on sneezes and you wouldn't have to travel?
Never.
Ever.
So you could just live your life?
Yeah.
Well, that's good, Shelby.
I would roll the dice twice. I'd have in my pocket enough money to fly. I'd do the sneeze one. Because I think I'd be, now that I think about it, because sneeze one, at least you stay during this time, you don't know, like, you can't get back. You could be stuck in, you know, time traveler land forever. You know, the 20 years thing.
And I want to fart. I don't
yeah,
wanna,
I love
I
a good fart.
I don't want to sneeze.
Yeah.
You know?
So the sneeze one, I think I could hold back on enough. What if a sneeze snuck up on you and then all of a sudden you have like 10 bucks in your pocket and you end up in fucking...
What if you stash the money,
Uzbekistan.
You fart, you end up back in the 1900s, and you got all this cash?
Yeah, but what if the cash is from today's world, and it looks like fake bills? That's what I'm saying.
You damn need you bill, and your logic.
This is a Back to the Future problem, remember? The doc had bills from each of the times.
Man, that's why he's the doc.
That's right.
And if you sneeze, like, go to the U.S. Embassy or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. You sneeze, you just always have to have... I'd always have $5,000 in my pocket. And then anytime I sneeze, all right, time to get home.
Yeah, what if you sneeze in the Sudan with 5G?
Well, then I'm in the middle of the fucking desert.
Yeah.
I'd have like a survival pack. I don't know. I'm just saying this is not a good, you know, this is why these are hard.
You end up in the outback.
I'm going with the sneeze.
I got 5G. You're too busy.
What are you
too
going
busy.
With?
The tribe's going after you. I'll take my chance. I would love to see the 1920s.
All right. jtrainpodcast@gmail.com.
You fart.
jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. Sign the lease or break up. My man, love the show, Big Feather. Keep brunching it, Omelet Overlord. Dive right in. My girlfriend is going to break up with me if I don't move in with her. We've been dating for 2 years now. We're both 23, or our leases are up soon. Being less than a year out of college, I'm still trying to find a balance between work, friends, my girlfriend, and my personal ambitions. I love her, but she seems to be in a rush for her whole life. From getting engaged at 18, graduating college half a year early, and now needing to start a life together because she can't wait any longer. I am being afraid of commitment. Is there some middle ground here, or is there a red flag that my life is going to, at the pace she sets, as soon as we move in? Thanks for the advance, KOB. Post-grad problems. What do you think? Are they engaged at 18?
I don't think so. Are you asking me? It didn't sound like it.
It sounded like she was engaged to someone else, and now they're together, and now she wants to move in together.
Which would scare me. If that happens.
But anybody who needs to be engaged at 18 scares the fuck out.
That's real scary.
Because you don't even know what life is. You're just trying to escape the randomness of life and by cocooning yourself in the titles of life that keep you away from variability.
It's kind of like you're trying too hard to be an adult, too.
Yeah.
It's like, here I am, an adult. Let's be a full-on adult.
And that's not to say, I have friends that got friends at 20, married at 23, and I was at the wedding and I thought to myself, this makes sense. This is right. This is great. I've also been in marriages that were at 29 and thought, this ain't going to fucking work.
Buddy, you might be a one at 44 coming up. And you'll be like, I don't know about this one.
I don't know about this one. That's the thing. Every pairing is different. But the thing about the pairing is that they're on the same page. That's when you know that it's going to work. When the wife and husband, they know the roles and they know who's going to be. You know, look at the Chris Rock special. He talks about playing the tambourine. It's a great analogy for what you are in different spats of the relationship, who takes the driver's the wheel at certain times. Right now, she doesn't even want to be on the road. What do you think?
Look, I have I'm an interesting person to ask this. I have been commitment phobic for years. I've never lived with a girlfriend, and I'm 72 years old, as we all know, and it's tough for me, and I don't want people to learn from me because I've probably made some horrible mistakes, and I probably should have dived in.
Is there any girl that you look back on that you're like, maybe if I had given the proper amount of time and energy and moved in, that I would be better off today than I am now?
I will give a strong maybe, like a 75% with one. There's one I'm intrigued that if we would have moved in, seen what would have happened.
Okay.
Yes, there's one. She was very good.
But the thing about that is, it's even just a maybe. You know what I mean? You're still out here enjoying life. You know, it doesn't sound like regret in your voice.
Could be. I mean, I'm getting at that point now where I'm scared that I've wasted my life, to be quite honest.
Come on.
No, I've hit a certain real age and where I'm like, have I just been, I almost feel like a musician who's just been playing in his room, just been jamming. It's like, what? Get in a band, dummy. Like, what are you? Are you really even a musician if you've just been playing the trumpet in a locked room? Like, it's part of me is like, have I just been peeing out my ass?
But is there such a thing as a right age for that type of stuff?
Everyone is different, and that's the thing. So if this dude's ready at his age with her,
he doesn't sound.
Everyone's different. Yeah, if you're asking a podcast, there's probably a chance of a no. But
also, if you're with someone that you love, they should love you enough to give you the time you need. I had a friend that was asking similar type questions than this guy's asking.
Yes.
Okay. And every step of the way, it was the girl dragging him through the gates of time. It was and not to say it was a guy girl thing. This could be a guy that this could, sexes don't matter.
Could be anyone.
But you have a life too. And this person that you're with has a life. And those have to complement each other and not be done in for, you know, you got to do things for someone else, but at the same time, you have to do things for someone else that make you feel good and enhance your own life. And that's going to make you like that person even more.
It's a valid point.
So for this guy, I don't think if she's going to break up with you, if you don't move in with her, then she doesn't really care about you. She just cares about being moved in with. You're a warm body. And if you can't look at her and go, hey, listen, this is too fast for me. I'm going to live a 23-year-old lifestyle. Yeah. I'm going to go move in with my buddy, and I want to keep enjoying things with you and making our relationship stronger. If that amount, because what she wants, if she was engaged at 18, graduated early. What she wants is titles to keep her comfortable. She doesn't care about the relationship.
Sometimes I've noticed with people that the relationship, they're trying to unlock accomplishments on a video game or stats.
Yes, totally.
I had a girl who wanted to be in a relationship, and so when I broke down once,
yeah,
and I go, all right, fine, I won't see no one else. We don't see no one else, and then
all right, fine. That's exactly how everyone wants to be.
Yeah,
proposed to.
Yeah,
all right, fine,
fine.
Yeah,
and then 2 seconds later, this girl was like, cool, and we're exclusive, and then we'll be Facebook exclusive, and it's like. Then I'm like, oh man, I should just take this back now. You just want titles. You just want to say that you are with
someone.
Do
you want to get to know me?
It's like, well, yeah, but it's like, this isn't real then.
Yes.
So we're going to pretend it's real because we're exclusive,
totally.
Whatever that is. But you just want to be exclusive.
Yeah.
You'd be exclusive with a ham sandwich if people weren't going to look at you weird for it.
This guy needs to go to this girl and say, hey, listen, we're cool right now. If moving in means is the only way we'll stay together, goodbye. And that seems big, but you're going to be happy that you did it. And maybe she'll go, yeah, listen, you know, maybe that's a big ask. I'm going to go find a roommate. What she doesn't want to do is go have to find a roommate and have to live with other people and learn about herself. She wants to live with you and then go, we're fine, everything's fine, and then get to the next thing.
I think the conversation should be, hey, my lease is coming up. Your lease is coming up. What do you think of maybe, possibly, us getting our own place? I think it's got to be a lot of those words.
If you're getting
easy, but not an ultimatum. I think
she's already presented one.
But I'm saying, to me, it's acceptable if you go, what do you think? Are we ready at this point? Are you ready? I could now, but are you ready? It can't be, well, look, this is the cards. We're both going to be free. Let's go. We have to, or not.
Totally.
You do that to me.
The way it's presented to me, I'd be out.
Hit the bricks. Missy.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Missy. We are sponsored people. ZipRecruiter. This is the one where if you're hiring or you have a small business, this is something you should be listening to. They learn what you're looking for, identify the people with the right experiences, invite them to apply to your job. In fact, 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. One day. That's tough. The right candidates are out there. ZipRecruiter is how you find them. Right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right. Free, free, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. That's ZipRecruiter.com/JTrain. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. So, you're James Mattern at James L. Mattern on Twitter and Instagram. A Londoner in a dilemma. London, baby. Play the London music.
London calling.
Papa J, I don't want to just feather you, but I also wish for you to get everything you want in life and more. You deserve it because you're honest, which is less common in people these days, so thank you. Well, I'm honest here.
Real life, he's a fibbing bastard.
Yeah. Real life, we all have to lie to get through to the next fucking thing. So whoever's, I'm just here to let you to talk for the guy that can't be as honest to you as you'd like. But it's good to hear from the other side of the pond.
Yes.
I met a guy right after Christmas through Bumble. When we met, I thought this would be a fun night out. Nothing further, as he mentioned, he's divorced with 2 kids. Oh, is this London music? Yeah, this feels very London.
Oh, I feel like I'm in Piccadilly Circus.
A guy right after Christmas through Bumble. When we met, I thought this would just be a fun night out. And nothing further, as he mentioned, he's divorced with 2 kids. 2 young lads. And I used to believe that this would be a deal breaker for me, but we hit it off. We got along so well and had a great time together. Our first date lasted 10 hours.
Whoa.
We dated for about a month and a half and we got along really well. So much chemistry. We were comfortable with each other and also quite open and honest with each other. Then I had to travel for about a month and he's traveling and won't be back for a fortnight or two. Another 2 months. So, in total, we were away from each other about 3 months. We're in touch now. A week into my traveling, he said, let's get in touch when I get back. Not a good sign. I'm going to say the let's get in touch when I get back is not a good sign. I understand it's too soon for us to stay in touch for such a long time while being miles apart and in different time zones. But I really like this guy. And I haven't felt like this towards someone in a very, very long time. He's different to all the guys I've dated, and he's more mature. He's 42, I'm 32. And I haven't clicked with someone like this in years. Not just on an emotional, attractive level, but on a mental level. We have very similar interests, perspectives, and most importantly, principles. Basically, guys like him are hard to find here. We live in London. Foggy London time. Also, he mentioned to me that he doesn't want to have more kids. At the time, I wasn't 100% sure. I was okay with that, as I have always wanted to have kids, and I made it clear for him, and he still wanted to see me because he might change his mind in the future. I don't know, baby. But a couple of weeks ago, I found out that I was born with a condition that will give me 20 to 30% chance of having kids, and I'm okay with it. Well, I'm sorry. I don't believe in signs, but there must be a reason for me to find this out now after all these years. Or maybe I'm just finding another reason why he's a good fit for me. Yeah, that's kind of what we do, though.
Oh, we always do.
We do that. When we meet somebody, that beginning phase, we're like, look it. I mean, I told this story at the live podcast. I couldn't find deodorant, so I went to this airport place, and I found, like, a little mini deodorant. It was, like, female Dove.
Yeah.
And then I had the women's Dove deodorant. I didn't give a shit.
In a pinch. Good. It works.
Works.
Yeah.
So then I was dating this girl, and she saw it, and she was like, oh, I have the men's Dove. You have the women's Dove. And it was like, oh, I guess
meant
we should
be. Yeah.
We meant to be. No. And no guy is going to cock block themselves. So I was like, yeah, of course. Oh, my God. I didn't, like, tell her the story that, like, you know. Let's turn the music back up. Realistically speaking, I know I shouldn't wait or expect him to text me when he gets back, although I would really like it if he did. And I don't want to text him either because I don't want him to think that I've been sitting around waiting for him. And I think it should also look a little desperate. He's been on my mind a lot, and I don't like that he's occupying my thoughts so much.
Mm.
I actually thought the lack of communication, the distance, would gradually get him out of my head. I am thinking of putting myself out there again and date other guys to get my mind off of him and also keep my mind open to the fact that he's not the only good guy for me out there. There must be others too. That sounded pretty bleak. There must be others too. But my dilemma is that dating in London is super hard. Everywhere is super hard, okay? Apps are getting pretty much your only chance to meet. That's not your only chance. The social setting here is different than the odds of meeting. No, it's just earlier there. The pubs happen earlier there. You can meet people through other people in the same way in any part of the world. I get along with, like, are very low. Then again, I think it's kind of stupid to hang on to this considering we only dated like 6 weeks. I would really love to hear your thoughts on this. I have been listening back to your podcast every day trying to find an answer through a similar issue, but haven't found an answer. Please let me know what you think. What do you think, James?
First of all, I love that this is a woman and you basically read it like you're the old 80-year-old crotchety banker foreclosing on someone, yes. That, like in a Christmas story.
There's no more Christmas
Tiny
for you.
Tim, we are taking your house and your crutch.
Give me that crutch.
With the chamber music.
Humbug.
But I love when you give your asides and your footnotes straight up in J-Train accent. You can switch it on and off. Okay,
listen, baby. I know how to move.
This sounds like a wait and see. This sounds like stay in your position. If the ball comes to you, you catch it, but you don't go bumping the shortstop for it.
I also, here's the one thing I'll take away from this email.
Please.
I think you're totally right. Wait and see. We don't know what this is going to be. You're away for 1 month. He's away for 2 months. But here's the thing about the world we live in now with texting. Texting doesn't matter, but it also gives you a chance to feel people out.
Yes.
And for you, hey, you had a connection.
Great.
You feel good about this. You like him. If something comes to mind over these 2 months or whatever the amount of time that you guys are away from each other, that you're like, oh, you know who would like to hear about this? Throw a text their way. That is in no way. And if your first reaction after, you know who would like to hear this?
Yes.
But I don't want them to know that I look desperate. That's not desperate.
Just hit them up.
Hit them up.
I will say this, as the British would say to you, brilliant.
Thank you.
That is brilliant.
Yeah. So I think, like, and hit him up. And what you can do is, you know, he might be away for 2 months or you might be away for a month and you two might do whatever you do. And that's the reality of life. You might find a guy that you have sex with. He might find a girl that he has sex with. And listen, that's not to say that that means that they are interested in someone else that's not you. That's to say that you guys are at the beginning. You're trying to figure this whole thing out. You're trying to get around your travel and stuff. The whole thing with the babies, I mean, I don't know what whoever's right, they're right. And I don't know if you're going to wait someone out on their decision to have more kids. I don't think you're going to change that for somebody. I think that they'll do that for you if they love you at a certain point. But they have to love you first, and yes, they have to get to know you first. And I think we need to put away this whole pride thing when it comes to texting. It's a small gesture. Remember, it's a small thing to text somebody. So it's as small to give the text as it is to give it back. If they can't even do you the nicety of, yeah, this was funny, oh, your day does sound crazy, then they don't care enough about you to even do that small thing, and you should move on. But you sending the text isn't a big deal too. If you think of someone in relation to, whoa, you know, who should hear about this, throw it at them. But also know if they don't get back to you for 3 weeks over their trip wasn't that busy. They just didn't care enough to send you back a text.
Yeah.
They're looking to get away from you.
And there's your answer.
And there's your answer.
And,
but,
that's okay.
Yeah.
We're scared of that.
We're scared
we're
of the
answer. We're also scared of rejection and that. But sometimes these are signs. What's that thing in the movie The Bronx Tale? What, for $50, $100, that person's out of your life? That's it. It's little things like that.
Yeah.
But one text you sent that you didn't get a reply back for 3 weeks, 3 months, whatever, you realize that person shouldn't be in your life. They did you a solid.
They did you a solid.
Because that was going to end up being poison.
But at the same time,
bye-bye poison.
You should be out there dating. You should be out there living your life. But you should also, you can go out there dating and living your life by saying to yourself, and this is the one that I'm really having an interest in and having a fun time talking with.
And then if you end up face-to-face again, and that dude didn't fall in love while he was doing his thing and whatever, and you
sure
guys want to move on, you can move on. But this, it sounds like the dude probably wants to see what else happens, doesn't want to step on something else that potentially could be magic. You never know. Everyone watches too many goddamn romance movies, so who knows?
And also, you know what's sadder than texting and getting no answer? Like, than getting a... You know what seems more desperate to me than someone texting me that likes me and that I like them? Sadder is waiting by the window, waiting for a fucking shooting star to make wish on. That's desperate.
Waiting for a raven to show up from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, to like let you know. Like,
Lord Stannis loves you.
You have a feeling about this person. There are here's the thing. If you care about someone, something else that comes up in your day will make you think of that person.
No.
If you don't think of that person ever, then you don't care that much about this person. Send a text. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. James Mattern @JamesLMattern. Twitter and Instagram. We're sponsored, people. Blue Apron. You know why I like Blue Apron? It's a task. We have so little things in today's world that are small tasks that have a beginning, middle, and end. That's the reason. And Blue Apron makes you feel good. It's good food. It's fresh. It's quality. And it's also something that on a Monday night, when you're feeling shitty about your life, you can start something and finish something and take a picture of it and say, hey, you did a good job. Good for you. Good for you. Good for you. You made a salmon.
You made it.
So they're the number one fresh ingredient company, recipe delivery service in the country. Mission to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Cheeses by supporting more sustainable food systems. They have two-person meal plans, family meal plans, a wine plan.
Oh,
glug, glug,
me.
Glug. And then they got... I use it. I love it. It's great. I love cooking.
Cooking is relaxing.
Cooking is relaxing. Nice. And it's great to have a podcast on in your ear. You cook. It just, it's movement and it's beginning, middle, and end. Not, you know, this is, college kids don't get this. If you're a college kid listening, you're like, what the fuck? Finish your task. Who gives a shit? Colleges, get the material, study the material, get the test. Take the test, get the grade you deserve.
Yes.
You put a bow on it. Feels good. Life doesn't work that way. Life is handed in. Get the back to fucking work. Hand it in. Get to fucking work. Hand it in. Get to fucking work. Hand it in. How'd I do? I don't give a shit. Get to fucking work.
Move back on. Yeah.
That's what life is. Blue Apron, you can look at the picture that they give you. Look at the picture you took. I did a B+. Good for you. Good for you.
And you get some food in the belly. That's a nice end game.
Yeah, Blue Apron is treating J-Train listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/J-Train. blueapron.com/J-Train. So this is me giving you money. You're welcome.
Free money.
So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off at blueapron.com/J-Train. blueapron.com/J-Train. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Listen, I love Blue Apron. Hi, J-Train. Hi, Jared. Long-time listener,
very
first-time
formal
emailer. Need your thoughts on this weird predicament I'm in. There's a trainer in my gym who also teaches group fitness classes I've been going to for the last couple months. In the beginning, after a few weeks of going to his classes, he asked me my name, and from then on, we smiled and said hi every time we'd see each other at the gym. That's a dude who wants to fuck. It can be as small as that.
Oh, maybe he just wants to work on her triceps.
Yeah, about a month and a half
notices
ago.
Notices that he could help.
A month and a half ago, he showed up in another Instagram fitness influencer story, so I followed him. He's got a relatively small following, but still enough that I thought it wouldn't be totally weird if I followed. It ain't. He's happy. He didn't follow back, but 3 days later, liked a solo photo of me. And so the dance begins.
The plot thickens.
Maybe 2 weeks later, he watched all my stories and responded to one. Again, still doesn't follow me. Then about a week ago, he liked another solo photo of me. All this time, I've been taking his class every week, and we just smile and say hi during the class, and he always calls me out and says, great work, her name. I want to know what you think he's doing. If it were any other guy, I think he was trying to get it, but he's a personal trainer. He's very attractive, an 8'10 question mark. Here's a... she sends a link for reference. Oh, dude is fucking jacked.
Let's see this dude.
Look at this guy.
Oh, I'm on our own. This guy's doing good for himself, huh?
This guy. I like that she sent a link to a picture of him shirtless doing muscle poses.
He hasn't had a cheat meal in 13 years, clearly.
Oh, there's no cheat meals with this guy. He looks... Oh, my God.
Last time he ate a cookie was kindergarten.
I mean, he also has pictures of people that he's trained with their Transformation Tuesdays.
Yeah.
He trained this chick. I wouldn't mind getting set up with... I mean, my God.
Look at this guy.
That girl that he trained, he did a great job on her body.
He's like a he's like a good basketball coach. You give me an average player, I can go to the Eastern Finals with him.
Maybe I should hire this guy. He lives in New York. Look what he did to this woman.
Let's see it.
Does he only do it? I mean, she looks great too. She lost a lot of elbows.
He is the Brad Stevens of personal training.
I mean, this guy is jacked. I wish I could tell the listeners more about what he looks like. He's got a 12-pack.
This dude.
He loves shirtless pictures.
He's in such good shape. Can I say this? He probably masturbates to kale. That's how good a shape he's in.
And he doesn't have a big following.
He likes to keep it easy.
I mean, I think I'm pretty cute. By no means in amazing shape or at the same hotness level, I'd say. Link for reference. This is the first photo he liked. Let's see the one. Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Oh, bless your heart, my love. Look at you.
This is, she's getting hit on. Okay. Yeah, she's cute.
Enjoy the moment.
Take it.
Yes.
I'm into her profile. Let's see what she's got. Yeah, he's barking up your tree. The thing is, guys are so simple.
Guys are simple, but I would think that if I was a female or whatever, and that was the guy, I would question my own worth. I think we all question our own worth so much.
Sure. He's so in shape. Specimen. Yeah. He's so in shape. And she's good looking. But the one he liked is a picture of like a girl that like everyone in this room would be like, we'd go for a fun night and try and fuck.
This dude looks like he could get good scores at the NFL Combine.
But the thing is,
let's be honest. This guy looks like a next level athlete.
But the thing is, like the equivalent human of him as a woman, I guess is like some sort of like I guess like from a female point of view, a girl would look at him and go, well, he should be going for models. But
he should be dating someone at the Oscars.
But that's not what he wants. He wants to date a beautiful, fun girl So I understand why she's like hesitant. She says, do you think he's doing this because he's a trainer and maybe wants to trying to get me as a client?
No.
No.
I'm going to say a hard no.
Yeah. Maybe he does it to a lot of different people to gain a following.
No.
Again, no. Going on that guy's stories is how he gets a following. He's not going one by one.
Yeah.
I just thought it was so strange for him to just randomly like my photos and watch my stories. All these interactions never came after I took his class or saw him around the gym. They were literally out of the blue. Yeah, they're when he's fucking stalking. You think I should chat him up and be more friendly? I don't want to be thirsty, but I'm baffled by his behavior. Would love your thoughts and insight. We think he wants to fuck.
Yeah.
Right? But let's just leave it at that. He doesn't look, let's get one thing straight. He's not looking at your stories and going, we need to be together.
Yeah.
He's looking at your stories with animalistic tendencies. He's sitting there in his bed, naked, playing with his own balls, going, I know this sounds horrible to women. I know you're thinking, like, I'm just giving you the reality of the situation. He's sitting in bed. He's got half a chub. He's looking through your Instagram stories, looking through your pictures, and he's like, you know what? Let me throw this like and see if anything comes back. Right?
How do you know if you don't try?
What do they say? Shoot or shoot.
Shoot or shoot.
And this girl, you're cute. You seem fun.
You can't make sitting on the bench, baby.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, he's looking at you, and she's thinking, well, you don't have abs, but like, you know, I don't see a lot of, you know.
Go for it. If you're comfortable with it either succeeding or failing and seeing this guy at your gym, that's the only question.
Sure.
Because at one point, it probably will end or slow down, and you're still going to be on the arc machine while he's
her move. Here's what she should do.
Doing salvation story.
Next time you go to the class, you should call him out. Did you like my picture?
Wonderful move.
That's the move.
It's
then,
a force. You're forcing him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you,
nowhere to run or hide, baby.
I see you looking at my stories, and you do it with a smile on your face. Not accusatory. I see you looking at my stories. What's happening?
No, go accusatory. Let's take it next level. No,
because you want him to
what
be.
What you looking at, dude?
Get the fuck out of here. You know, you got to go, I see you looking at my stories, smile, and then he goes, ah, and then he gets a little embarrassed, and then you go, what are you doing this weekend? And then get him talking.
Yeah.
And do it in IRL. In person, because then you can see like him be a little bit embarrassed, him be feel a little bit like him swaying a little bit. What you're doing with that first initial "I see you online" is you're giving a fucking sucker punch, and then you're seeing how he responds to it. No, what did Tyson say? You don't know until you get punched in the face. Yeah. Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
I didn't know where you're going. I was going to say, tweet, tweet, little pigeon.
Everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face. Punch them in the fucking face. Let them know. I see you on Instagram. Why are you looking at my stories? What, no follow? Am I not big? Am I not a fitness influencer? I would say that shit.
Can I say this?
Oh, am I not in good enough shape for you to follow? And then he'll feel weird. But the weirdness is what creates the attraction. That's confidence. That's you looking him in the face and going, I can fucking spar with you.
I love giving dating advice, quoting Mike Tyson. You should just quote Mike Tyson to the dude till he goes out with you.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. One more sponsor. I know we got a lot today, but listen, Papa JT sells, baby.
Sell it, baby.
I know how to sell the sizzle, okay? Mattress Firm. Love Mattress Firm. You know why? They have physical locations all over this great country. I say that all the time. Some of you got a mattress from a company because you saw it on a boomerang on someone's Instagram story and it rolled out of a fucking box and you were like, oh, that's cool. Let me be cool too. Well, now you're sleeping on an uncomfortable mattress that doesn't fit your whole back.
Yeah.
You got played, as what his name would say.
Mike Tyson? Let's just quote him. You got played, yo. He hits like a fucking mule
DJ
kick.
Khaled would say, you played yourself.
God bless DJ Khaled.
Mattress Firm's America's neighborhood mattress store. You know why they're America's neighborhood mattress store? Because they're everywhere. I see them everywhere.
Yep.
You could go in the store, take this website I'm going to give you. While you're lying in the bed you like, you can go to mattressfirm.com/podcast. You can be lying on the one you like. Mattressfirm.com/podcast. Take a day. That's a nice day out. Mattressfirm.com/podcast. And you can get all the deals they're offering. So maybe their deal corresponds with what feels best on your back. They give a 120-night sleep trial, 120-night low-price guarantee. Again, go to mattressfirm.com/podcast. Learn how sleeping could be monumentally improved. And they're a bullshit thing. Let's do one more, then we're out of here.
Sounds great, my friend.
We'll do one more hypothetical. You ready?
Let's go, baby.
A saucy hypothetical.
Saucy, mossy.
If you had to chug a full gallon of sauce in what setting, what sauce would you choose? I'd probably do a light teriyaki.
What a wonderful suggestion.
A light teriyaki. What the fuck is that?
That's still going to really get you about a quarter through. Teriyaki,
a gallon.
Too much of it gets you. Too much teriyaki ruins it, baby. I think you got to go all in.
What would you go? Sauce, though. I don't like the idea that, because I would go mustard. Mm. But is mustard a sauce? Yeah,
Shelby's giving the Caesar thumbs up. Yeah,
brown mustard is what I would do because that's enough of a meal, and also it's natural mustard seeds.
Does dressing count?
Yeah, Shelby, will you allow it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
So I'm thinking Caesar dressing.
say that.
You're not eating again for a month.
I mean, you will be wearing a stomach fanny pack for a month. That will make you feel like you've gained 1,000 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I think that's probably your safest getting
Hail
down.
Hail Caesar.
You know that Taco Bell quesadilla, like the stuff that's on the inside? I'd eat a sauce of that.
Very specific. Like the taco sauce? Is it like a, hot sauce?
It's very mild. It's very mild.
I'd also go to Frank's Red Hot.
Maybe.
I toy with like a buffalo
Frank's Red Hot because it's not too cream. I would want to just stay away from the cream base.
Well, could you do, are we going to count vinaigrette?
Yeah, I'll allow it.
I think you're probably better off than if you're going to, you want to just get out of this equation with the less damage. I'd say then let's go with a nice balsamic and then go home.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. James Mattern, thank you for coming on.
Oh, what a treat, my friend.
@JamesLMattern on Twitter and Instagram. @JamesLMattern on Twitter and Instagram. Go follow, support. So fucking funny. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
@ClassicShelb on Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat. He's doing great things. Go follow, support. I'm Jared Fried. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep telling your friends. Keep pushing the word of Papa JT. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send us your emails. We'll be back next episode. Boom.